So a couple of Hosafos for the Sugya of Hakafas HaRosh. I'd like to start by considering what exactly one needs to do to violate the Iser Deoraisa. And when we look at the Gemara, well, first of all, Rashi Ala Torah, Zamash V'Tzedav L'Chore Ozno Padachta. When you read that, literally, it almost sounds like you remove all your hair such that the area around your head is equal. We made this point, and of course, Rashi is coming from the Gemara Makos Chaf Amud Beis that says Tan Rabban Pas Rosho Sof Rosho Beisu Sof Rosho Zamash V'Tzedav L'Chore Ozno Upadachto. Rashi there writes in the Rivan, Hamash V'Tzedav L'Chore Ozno Upadachto L'Chore Ozno Einser Klum. The chach b'meitzcho, ein seir. In other words, area, I assume it means above the ears, directly, there's no hair, and likewise in your forehead, there's no hair. Of a b'tzdav, sheb'emt, in the area in between, yesher. V'humash ve'venotel kol ha-seir, sheb'tzdav. If you remove all of the hair in that area, l'midas achore ozno, such that now it's at the same height of above your ears, upadachto, zehu makif, sof, arosh. So the impression you get from Rashi is that you're only over on the issue deoraisa if all the hair is removed. And the Chassam Sofer makes this point in this Yerideya, Chelik Beis, Simen Koflam, the test, Ivra lo chazina, l'rabban akshishai demizhar ubahachi, he's defending the practice of combing from the critique of Rabbi Vega, who said that since when you comb, there's a psik ratio pull out hairs, it should be usher to do it. So he says, look, nobody's ever been machmir. We've discussed this before. Even the Halig of Rabbi Nassan Adler, the Chassid of Kahuna, didn't do it. So clearly it's not usher. Well, why not? So one of the things he says is, Dare, Lohikbet ala shalo yishvet tzedav imachore aznav. V'chol shalo shavu v'shtei se'aros mafsiko zehu se'ar shiur ha-mekubal v'chol dinei Torah azay lo havei hekef. Rak she'mekubal bidei chachamim achronim o afil mechachamim ha-talmud mishumar sa'ayin lasir mem se'aros. He's explaining this to the Rambam. Really, it's only aser to remove all hair. And the shear 40 hairs is either midrabanan or even post Talmudic. Shul yirakamashat stav imachorei oznav av manatorah klal lo. A man belashen Rambam diravi yishbo b'tzedek. So that's the way he learns the Rambam. Again, assuming this idea that midoraisa, it's only if you remove basically all the hair from the payas area that there's a violation. This seems to be assumed by the Ritva also, Makos Chav Aleph and Bet Aleph. Dimran Sultan Rabbanan. The Ritva is trying to explain, how did the Rambam know that you're only in violation if you use a tar? Maybe midoraisa, even misparaim should be aser. And it's not like by Hashchasa Zakan, where we derive tar from the psukim, because it uses the word giluach and hashchasa, from that we derive tar. Here, just says losakifu. So how do we know that it's mutter with the scissors? And even misparim kein tar. How did the Rambam know that? Says the Ritva in his first answer. Be'afshar denaf galan letosefta, which is the source of the Rambam. Haidina mashve dekevan da'kafa hi hashvasat stai machori aznav upadachto hakafa sarosh. The iser is to totally be makif. So then, the lochashiv haba misparayim alamigilach tar. That's only possible with the tar. Ulefi tamza, koshkin to asib lamakirini. Now, the only chayv if you remove every single hair. And even if you were to use misparayim, since you'd leave something, even if it's a tiny amount, but you'd be leaving something open, he's leaving something over. He wouldn't remove absolutely everything. So Mimela, that is not the Torah's prohibition. So again, you see from here that there's no Isur D'oraisa unless you remove all the hair. So why is it then that, like, everybody's so worried here, especially worried about Isur D'oraisa, instead of being clear, this is Isur D'rabbanan? Gemara doesn't seem to have an Isur D'rabbanan. But I believe it's in the soon, you know, all the everybody saying, no, you know, if you don't do this, it's going to be over in Isur D'oraisa. What are they so worried about? So is there any counter evidence? So first of all, we know the Beis Yosef was the one who said that you have to be very careful, even to below the ear. Why? Because we're dealing with an Isur D'oraisa. So the Beis Yosef took for granted, of course, even if you leave plenty of hair, but if you remove some hair from the restricted area, it's an Isur D'oraisa. And the truth is that that's the pashtus of the Tosefta, as the Smag points out, that says that the shear is removing Beis Cyrus. If you remove Beis Cyrus, you're chayiv. It doesn't say if you remove all your hair, you're chayiv. So again, we worked very hard in the earlier shiurim to do miyashi of the Tosefta with the Rambam, how the Rambam would defend himself in the kash of the Smag and the like. But the simple reading of the Tosefta, however you it is, that simply a removal of any two hairs is enough to be chayiv. So that's just one hosafa, I guess, something to keep in mind. The next thing I want to go back to, somebody brought up in the shiur, which we never got back to earlier, was the stira in Rashi's Urivan. In other words, the question is there any shita that really says you need to leave payas up till the bottom of the ear? And what's so tricky about this is that you, Rashi, or Rivan, who's the source for the stringent opinion, is quite ambiguous, or to put it differently, really leaves us with mixed messages. Because on Makos, Daf Chafamud Aleph, Dimasal Chayv al Rosh, he writes like this: Al Kafas al Rosh, Chayv Shte Malkios, De Shte Peos, Yesh Lo Le Rosh. Shaharosh, Kishte Chatichos, Makom Haser Chaticha Achas, Makom Hapanim, Vazakan, Chaticha Achas. So the head is comprised of two sections, the head and the face. And the place where they're joined is next to the ear, presumably the jawbone. Makom shelo azin templa. V'sham nikra peya shesham sof harosh makom chibur ha'prakim. So what is the peya? Where the head ends and where the face begins, the joint, makom chibur ha'prakim. And that is clearly not the place of the zakan, because he says that makom harosh is one thing and panim v'zakan is the other. Now there's a place where the zakan is not. It's makom chibur. So if you were just to have this, it's quite clear, I would think, that this is not an area below the ear. Can't really say that the head goes down to there. That's not, below the ear is not the place of chibur between the head and the face. But the very next Rashi, Chaf Medalef, Dimas Lo Shtai Mikan, sounds the other way. Chamez Peus Yesh Lo Lezakan, Echad Lamatim Na'ozen, Makom Shalachi Et Tachton, Yotze, Umis Pared Sham. There are five peos. One is the Lechi HaTachton. So again, here we're talking about the Yisr of Hashchasas Pes Zakan. There are five peos. V'sham nikra peya b'chudo shal lechi shebole l'chutz. Shesham maschas zakan. B'chol mashal amala ad hatzida b'chol peyas harosh. Everything above this area is peyas harosh. In other words, everything above the area of below the ear, makom shalach yatachton yotze, where the lower jaw separates, that is peyas harosh. So it seems, like the Beis Yosef says, that until below the ear is peyas harosh. So this is the basis for the stringent opinion quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. It's based off of that latter Rashi. But the truth is that even Rashi doesn't really sound like he is saying this. And certainly, all the other Rishonim are not saying it, but as we said, in Siftas and Shulchan Aruch, that seems to be the view that's cited. Seir Pege Apeah Keneged ser shal padachto, that lamatim in ozen, makom shalachi atachto ni otzim is parit sham, zorocha makom za, otiga bo yad. So there Eretz Tzvi, not Eretz Tzvi, but Kasha Klover. And I just want to make a passing ha'ara, which is, I just look, it's incredible. Kasha Klover, as we mentioned, was killed by the Nazis in Moshemam. His sefer, Eretz Tzvi, was published in Berlin, in Lublin, sorry. He remember, he was the Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshivas Chachmei Lublin, in Tav Resh Tzadi Tes. That's 1938, 39, but mostly 39. And I looked it up quickly. It doesn't say when in Tav Resh Tzadi Tes. But even if it was at the very beginning of Tav Resh Tzadi Tes, which was still 1938, which sounds like it, because it was the Hebrew, the Loazi date says 38, it took place, it was published at least 2 weeks after the Germans invaded Poland. It's published in Poland when Poland, after Poland, was attacked by the Nazis. Quite incredible. Mamish, till the end, we were publishing, and that's of course, what the Kasha Klover did. He taught Torah in the Warsaw Ghetto, I believe, till the end. So the Kasha Klover is really, really bothered by this astira in the Shulchan Aruch. His name is Rav Aryeh Tzvi Frommer. And he writes in Simon Gimel, Os Hei, Kasavti, Lahashir Peus Ad Emta Ozen, Hamnam, Kibishochan Arach. So it says, Lamatam and Ozen, Lanias Daiti Tsarchi and Gadol, Kiam Ayan Betur, Ves Yosef Shamir Ele Nayan, Dein Shum Deil Hachmir Kokach. The Psak of the Shochan Arach is more Chamor than every single opinion in the Ves Yosef. The Su, Demagon Chibor Alechi Let's Dayim. B'chol pesa zakan hu. How could you even say it's b'chol pesa rosh? It's b'chol pesa zakan. B'chol adeus k'moshkas v'tur sham. L'mat b'noz in lekat zdaim klal. L'chay re'alash in Shulchan Aruch is from Rashi, he notes. And he quotes the Rashi. Mashma l'chay re'ad d'mash l'mala mimakum hanal d'haynu l'mat b'noz in b'chol pesa rosh hu. Aval, then he says, but that contradicts the earlier Rashi, like we said. There's a stira in Rashi's, if that's correct. So even Rashi, and Rashi's the Rivan, not really Rashi, doesn't seem to say this. And he quotes a number of additional Rashi's where he doesn't say this. He shows from other Rashi's. Kochach tzach lomad vashkav sav Rashi, dimashin lamalim minatzidah v'chlal pes harosh, who ain't a person malami lechia tachdon doesn't mean everything above the lechia tachdon, but rather lamalamamish, all the way up. So even Rashi didn't say it, and certainly all the Rishonim didn't say it, and he brings another number of additional rayas. One of his rayas, very straightforward rayas, look, Pesach Zakan has to be part of the Zakan, the beard, and there's nobody that grows. It's facial hair that grows next to the ear up until the area below the nose. You'll never see a kid before bar mitzvah who has sideburns down to the bottom of his ears with facial hair. That's facial hair. It's not head hair. And Rashi himself said that Pesach HaRosh is head hair. Pesach HaZakan is facial hair. And he concludes, Al-Kain, Chalki, Amra Nafshi, Deshira, Pesach HaRosh, Eino Nimshach Rak, Ad Lamatak, Tzas, Man Tozen, at most a little bit below the middle of the ear. Not what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. Below Yosef. During Shulchan Aruch, Tzach in Gado, Hashem Ira Einai. He doesn't understand it at all. Now, first of all, in the footnote over here, he says, well, I'll tell you if there is I finally found a remez to Shitas Rashi, but it's not in a halachic source. It's in a Medrash. Medrash Rabba Parshas Veschanan. Mipnei, and it's not Aser because of Hafkafas Peis HaRosh, but because of Darkei HaMori, Ayin Sham, Umekor Neman. So the only Makor he could come out with the Pesach of Shulchan Aruch is that This has nothing to do with Issachar Kappos Peres HaRosh, which of course would be very strange. Ad kan the Eretz Tzvi. Now, there's another tshuva, which we mentioned, which is the tshuva of the Imri Tzvi, written by Rav Meir Arik. He lived from 1855 to 1925, another one of the great Hasidic poskim. And I don't think I realized this last time, but it's written to Rav Tzvi Aryeh Shromer. It's written to the Kasha Klavah. Now, the Imri Yosher, Rav Meir Arik, was older. In fact, Rav Meir Arik, one of his talmidim, was Rav Meir Shapiro, was the founder of the Yeshivas Chachmei Lublin, and Rav Meir Arik, the Kasha Klavah was the second Rosh Yeshiva. He took over about a year after the death of Rav Meir Shapiro. Anyway, as I mentioned before, so Rav Tzvi Aryeh Shromer asked him basically the same questions that we saw in Tshuvas Eretz Tzvi, and he writes back, he named an Atar Bavadik Moshkas Tarvaso, Shabia Kavas Arosh, Mashet Stav Lachaviozno, then came Bein Mashve Lachaviozno, Shmaniach Maat Lamata, Shalin Omer. First of all, Rimerik starts off with the point that we said before from Chassam Sefer, the Ritva Rashi, that there's no Issa Daraisa at all unless you're totally Mashve Panav. So we're only in the Rabbanon realm. And he says, okay, but maybe there's Chumra, but he's saying even the Chumra of the Shulchan Aruch, he rak ad or harach shall ha'ozen demisham va'elach eno kori ozen davi rak or shall ozen. Okay, so that is point number one in terms of how far down it goes. Now, we mentioned the Ritva, and I want to make an interesting suggestion that relates to actually our earlier discussion about how Kafas Pes is Akan. We pointed out that some Rishonim hold that the Issar Kavas Peres HaRosh is only for Tar, but not for Misprayim, not even Misprayim Kein Tar. This is the view of Rashi, Rambam, as well as a bunch of other Rishonim. And as we noted, the question is, what's the Makor? So as I mentioned before, the Ritva gives two Makoros. And his first Makor, as we said, is because it's impossible to have HaKavas Peres HaRosh without using a razor. Because if you use a scissors, you're going to leave something. So first of all, you see, Pashat to the Ritva takes for granted, like what we talked about the Machmir view when it comes to Hashchasas HaZakan. What do I mean by the Machmir view? The Machmir view that says that there's a violation of Ta'ar if you remove the hair all the way down. That even though we're Matir Misprayim Kein Ta'ar, that's only because Misprayim Kein Ta'ar leave over a bit, like Rashi says. Like the Nebuchadnezzar Yosef says. But if you don't leave over anything, that's hashchasa, that's not giluach, and it would be asr. Right? And so the Ritva would probably be among those who asr all shavers. Okay. Now, as we mentioned, not everybody agrees to the kula of the Rambam, and they hold that even Misprayim Kein Ta'ar is asr for hashchasas peyas emosh. So what's the source for that? Who says that? It's Tosfos and the Rush. Tosfos and the Rush, and this is what we're choshish for, say that Misprayim Kein Ta'ar is asr for Peres HaRosh. So what would they say back to the Raya that the Ritva brought? What would they say back? As the Ritva brought a great Raya, it must be that there is a heter for Misparayim and even Misprayim Kein Ta'ar. Because you couldn't possibly remove all of the hair if you use Misparayim Kein Ta'ar. And the Torah says, to be over, you need to remove all the hair. So the answer maybe is that this is Tosos and the Rosh L'Shitaso. And it's very beautiful. It's even on the same page. Why? Because Tosfo said, Uvitar Nazir Memamad Aleph, that even with Misparayim Kein Ta'ar, what are you doing? You're Oker Haseir Umashchiso Mekaro. Likewise, the Rosh is over there. When are you Chayiv? When you use it? What happens when you do a Misparayim Kein Ta'ar? What are you doing? Says the Rosh. Ema Kein Ta'ar, Shehavir Kol Haseir. It's all removed. Oh, so now it's beautiful. Now we understand why they couldn't possibly. They have no kasha from the Ritva. Of course you could remove all the hair with misparayim. If you use misparayim kentar, you remove all the hair. And bimela, that would be aser. And there's no longer any echrech to say you only need a tar. So we could argue that it's toslos and nirash lishitasam. Very beautiful. On the other hand, I should point out that, so that's a defense of the, what we were calling earlier, the lenient view, the perspective that when it comes to the face, when we're matir misparayim kentar lekulei alma, it's going to be matir as long as you have a scissors-like action, even if you leave nothing, based off of that tosis and the rush. We noted that there's tears in a tosis and a rush, ayin sham in the previous year. I'd just like to be most of two additional problems for that view, what we were calling the lenient view. Problem number one is, and I think I brought this up earlier, but I'm still troubled by it. How do they understand Nidrasha? In other words, how do we know that Misparim is Mutter? Because it says Giluach and Hashchasa and Razor is the only thing that does both, because Misparayim won't do Hashchasa, even though it does Giluach. But if you think like the Rosh, like Tosfos, assuming you accept their lenient interpretation, that even Misparayim can actually remove all the hair, so then why isn't Misparayim both Hashchasa and Giluach? Shabinasa Daraisa, because it's Hashchasa and Giluach. You have to say this funny thing, which is that for some reason, when you use a scissors-like action, it's not Giluach. Sorry, it's not Hashchasa, but why not? Once it's removing the hair all the way down to the bottom, why isn't it Hashchasa? That's question number one. Question number two, another big issue. If you're going to really say the Misparayim uproots the hair, like Tosa sounds like, so why is it different than tweezers? Tweezers are also Hashchasa. They're Mutter because they're not Giluach, but they're Hashchasa. So you can't just say that if there's scissors-like action, it's not Hashchasa, because tweezers aren't a scissors-like action, and it is Hashchasa. Why should Misparayim be not Hashchasa because it's a scissors-like action, but tar and tweezers are Hashchasa? Very hard to understand. Very hard to understand. Maybe he'll have to say that Rehitni isn't tweezers, unlike the Rivan, not like Rashi, but he doesn't like the Rivan's reading either, because then they had Tzachian. I guess you could say like the Rivan, but it seems fair. Okay, so back to the issue of Peyas HaRosh. Just wanted to bring up one or two other issues. So we talked about how long could you leave your hair in the areas where the Peyas HaRosh are. Whatever shear you hold of, let's say till the bone. So above the bone, how short can they be cut? So we pointed out the following. We pointed out that there's a chumrah of Rabbi Akiva Eiger that says that it's aser unless it's kedei shiyakov. That's what Rabbi Akiva Eiger says. And how much is that? So that's not so clear how much, but the Gemara sounds like it should be 1 day's worth. So any 1 week's worth. So if 1 week of hair, I think we found out. Let me look it up again. I forgot. So we said that seven days' worth of hair is between 0.1 and 0.125 inches, or 3.75 millimeters, for which a 2 is enough. So if you want to follow Rabbi Akiva Eiger's chumrah, then you need a 2 or maybe even a 1.5. I just want to point out, and this I don't think I realized last time we talked about it, but all the poskim, classical poskim, don't seem to accept it. And I'll just read you some of them. I'll read you first the Chachmas Sadim, then the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, then the Bir Halacha, who all reject this idea. The Chachmas Sadim writes, so how long should you leave your Pesach Rosh? You just need a little bit, right? Certainly not Kadesh Yaakov. He doesn't bring in that possibility. Eliza writes, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. How long do you have to leave it? Tainu Samach Labasar V'lo Mashar Klum. Okay, he's quoting Chachmas Adam probably. Chachmas Adam, that it's mutter as long as it's only us if you don't leave anything. Likewise, the Bir Halacha says people are violating the sister. They have to leave over something. But it doesn't sound like he thinks like Rabbi Kibbeger. Now, why is Rabbi Kibbeger such a good Kiddush? So I think we explained this, but just to spell it out. Because even though, according to the Rambam, for sure it's going to be okay. Because according to the Rambam, even if Frank ain't Taras Mater. So you, and according to the Rush and Tosfos, who say Misprankain Tar is Asr, but they say anything that leaves over a little amount is Misprankain Tar. Okay, but maybe we should take the Chum of the Rambam. But the Chum of the Rambam is not said in this Sivya. It's said in a different Sivya, where we don't seem to have the din of Shtei Sairos. So even if the Chumr comes from this concept that when you need Shtei Sairos, the Shtei Sairos have to be Kadei Shiyakif, so then, Meicha Teisi to apply that here. Okay, I think we spelled that out, so we don't need to go over it again. And the final last point, which I think I made and mentioned already, is the issue of barbers, and you have to be worried that assuming you follow the lenient view, so you're going to be okay with just leaving a small amount, but you couldn't use a zero. A zero would be Mispan Kantar, or Machmir from Mispan Kantar. Do you have to worry about barbers cutting into your hairline when they go above the ear? And we were saying that looking into the information, we got somewhat of mixed messages. Okay.